the same as any other business, when prices go up, it cuts into your profit margins, you know, and then eventually you have to bite the bullet and put the prices up across the counter, and that affects the customer too, you know. So that's the kind of main concern, like, you know, where it's going in, because as it stands at the minute, prices are going up every week. You don't really know what's going to be what price next week or that, and you just have to kind of go with the flow of it and see how it goes. But as I said, there's no sign of it stopping yet, and probably won't see any sign of it stopping for the next couple of months anyways, you know. So
you mentioned profit margin, and that's really where it hits the hardest for the likes of yourself as an independent butcher, is that, you know, customers might come in and think, oh geez, the price has gone up exponentially, but at the end of the day, for yourself, it's about having that margin.
Yeah, well, look, anybody in business is there to make a living. Like, you know, you can't expect to live on nothing. But like you said, what you'd be worried about is, you know, prices go to a point that people say, well, look, I'm going to turn to something else or go somewhere else. And always the first place to go is the supermarket, because they think it's cheaper in the supermarket. And to a degree, that's true, because, you know, when you have special offers in supermarkets, nobody's going to compete with them. But, like, you can't compete with your local stuff. And this is all very local. You know, we have our own abattoir up the road there. We kill our own sheep and cattle. But, like, you know, as I said on the prices, like, cattle we would have bought maybe last October, November, maybe around 1,500, costing well over 2,000 now, and that's a huge jump in just a couple of months. And, like, you know, to try and remain competitive and keep your customers happy is a very hard job when you're having to say, look, I have to put the prices up. But we're very lucky. We've a great customer base here, and we've delivered to a couple of restaurants, and, like, nobody has complained or has any problems, because a lot of people, you know, you'd have a lot of country people, a lot of town people too, and they'd have a fair understanding of what the situation is. So, I mean, it's going up everywhere else as well. So, thanks be to God, everybody's stuck with us so far. So, it's not too bad.